Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring Trending Report brought to you by KC Roofing and Quinn Legal. Did you know there was a rainout last night at Chase Field?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, apparently we're doing all this talk about all the stadium stuff. You're going to get a $2 billion dome. Is it a better, everybody goes, well, let's, and I've always been one of the proponents, like, hey, let's have the happy medium. Let's have a retractable roof. Well, apparently you better make sure that there's no rain in the forecast if you open up that roof, because it takes forever to get that damn thing closed.
Don't they have radar?
Well,
or a meteorologist to help them out?
Well, I would imagine that rain. You're the one who's been to Arizona. Does that stuff just pop up on you?
I don't know. It's not monsoon season, is it? Because that could get pretty hairy.
Arizona ever has a monsoon season?
Oh yes, they do, and so, it's very dangerous.
So yesterday, this is from. I can't believe this is from AZ Central, from Theo Mackey, and it says the Diamondbacks' penultimate spring training game against the Cleveland Guardians at Chase Field was called due to rain after six innings. The game was the first yesterday, today would be the second, of two exhibitions at Chase Field before opening day for both teams, as Cleveland will go on to Oakland to take on the A's at 10:05 p.m.
Need a couple more tune-ups, do they?
Yeah.
Haven't we been doing this for 2 months?
Well, no. Now here's your lineup. Now your lineup's okay. So you got to practice.
They were stretching their arms for a month.
Gotcha. Yeah. A lot of stretching.
The roof cannot be open and closed with fans in attendance due to issues with the cables.
Okay.
Haslams, I hope you're listening.
Well, just put their cables in some other place.
So you can't have fans in the stadium and retract, close, whatever, the roof, open it and close it due to issues with the cable. Since the start of the 2022 season, the club has had to determine before gates open whether the roof will be open or closed on a given night. This is the first time that the issue has led to a rain delay or a cancellation. There's been one previous weather-related incident at Chase Field back in 2006. A women's basketball game between Arizona State and Texas Tech was called due to rain late in the second half. On that occasion, the roof wasn't able to close quickly enough before the court became dangerously wet. Just one thing to pay attention to for everybody
they
out
there. Apparently on MLB.com have something specifically just for this, and they post the roof status before every home series. Really? Roof status is posted prior to every home series. For more information, call the roof hotline. 602-462.
Mitch, call the hotline right now. Tell us. Give us the intel.
420-ROOFS.
There's only 13. I just counted 13 retractable roof stadiums in the United States, according to this website I found, Wikipedia.
Okay.
But 13 of them. And yes, Chase Field is one of them, and I'm looking at it right now. It looks spectacular.
Is there any chance you want to do the whole open sides thing the way they do at U.S. Bank Field up in Minnesota? Anything like
that's
that?
That's a pretty awesome stadium.
That's pretty excellent. Yeah, you've been there.
I've been there.
I've never really paid attention to it.
It looks amazing. It looks amazing. And plus, the people who've been up there for the Metrodome and the way the Metrodome was, which was state of the art at one time in its own right, they're like, this is unbelievable. Not even close. Like, not even close to.
Oh, yeah, it looks awesome.
You don't have to worry about the snow caving in the roof.
Nope.
Like they did.
No, they fixed that.
Don't have to worry about
time.
That. They got it on a nice slant, nice slope, so it slides off. Plus, it's a hard roof, so you ain't got to worry about
it. Yeah, this place looks awesome.
There you go. Spring Training Report brought to you by Golf Tech and Bet365. 365 because we're getting ready for the regular season. And they open up in Oakland on Thursday night at 10.05 p.m. That's when I think about opening day and presidents throwing out the first pitch and the bunting. I think about the Coliseum at Oakland at 10.05 p.m. Eastern. Great. Anyway, it's not the Guardians' fault. Anyway, Marcus Morris, he elbowed someone in the throat last night, got ejected. Here you go.
Definitely, man. Man, I just wanted to be physical. You know, I told the player, I wasn't trying to, hurt him. I just being physical. And, you know, last couple games, I laid the other couple players out. It didn't go the same way. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, set the tone, man. You're rolling down the paint, catching lives. You're trying to stop that type of shit.
That's Marcus Morris.
I mean, when I saw this, I said he's getting ejected. And even you could tell.
Well, Nick Richards collapsed on
yes,
the floor.
Did you think that was the last thing he was getting?
Apparently, to the victor goes the spoils.
Ooh.
Because after the game, he was rewarded. But I watched this play, and I could tell by the way that even the Cavs announcers, normally they'll see something like this, and they'll be like, well, I didn't see intent. No, they were pretty quiet on it. I'm like, oh, even they know. You know when they're not saying anything about it that he was getting ejected.
Yeah, it was pretty egregious. What I think was more egregious, I got to bring this up with George Niang coming up at 9 o'clock. He will join us on the show.
Be perfect.
I agree with sending a message. I'm glad that I don't think that he was trying to really hurt Nick Richards or anything like that. And Marcus Morris is a bit of a headhunter, a tough guy, if you will. He's kind of earned that reputation throughout the league over his, how long has he been in the league? 11, 12 years, something like that. He's been around for a long time. I don't know if you should have put the dog chain on him. I don't know if that's the best look. I think you can actually get a more serious fine or a suspension on Marcus Morris. If you're Adam Silver, and he's probably already in the office today, and they're giving him what happened last night, and you find out, okay, Marcus Morris got thrown out of a game in Cleveland because he elbowed somebody in the throat. Or I don't know if it's him who actually does this. I'm just using him as the example. Go with me on this. Maybe they do it in C caucus, where they figure out, okay, how much we got to fine this guy? How much do we have to suspend him? I don't know. Well, you see, they put the dog chain on him. What's the dog chain? Well, it's this great big chain, and they give it to the junkyard dog. Who's the junkyard dog? Well, it's the toughest player for the Cavs. He goes, wait a minute. So he throws an elbow. Where did they throw the elbow? I hit the guy in the throat. In the throat, yeah. And they rewarded him by giving him the dog chain, the junkyard dog chain. Yeah.
Junkyard dog. Greg Williams, Bounty Gate. We're rewarding this. It's all coming together.
Did they make a fine or suspension worse?
Right.
I think they might have. On Marcus Morris by rewarding him publicly.
And he's on a 10-day. Here's what I thought when I saw it. Here's what I thought. And he, by the way, he's been great. They've needed every bit. Remember, he won a game. He won a game with the 3-point shooting.
Spot because of that.
So the Cavs desperately need this type of player. It also shows in giving him the dog chain the level of desperation that the Cavs truly have. Because the fact that you can have somebody come off the streets, sign with your team, and now instantly he's the toughest guy on your team, and it looks desperate. It looks desperate. It feels desperate. And then he's out there mixing it up. I mean, this is the type of stuff. He has a reputation, but his reputation is always kind of a fine line type thing. Well, if he's on your team, you love him. I mean, that was just a dirty play yesterday, and the referees were like, get his ass out of there. And now they're rewarding him with the chain because he's instantly the toughest guy the Cavs have. It all seems desperate.
I think, does that make the rest of your team look bad?
It does make them look bad.
None of you
it
guys
does.
Are tough enough that a guy had to come in off yes. the street and serve justice?
To teach you guys in 10 days how to be tough, that we didn't have this M.O., with our entire organization in this rebuild for years. You got Evan Mobley, who's as meek as they come at this stage of his career. Darius, I mean, just it's his size. There's nothing we can do.
Hold on.
It's just and down the roster. Nobody is known for being tough.
This is the same rebuild organization that brought in Anderson Varejao.
Fair. Hold on. I have a defense of this. I want to hear Marcus Morris first, where he said he wasn't exactly looking to get ejected.
I wouldn't say that part, but, you know, I just think, you know, it's been a lot of games, a lot of grueling games, so I just wanted to, it's toughing us up, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, this is what is going to be expected moving forward, and not just for today, you know what I'm saying? Like, start set the precedent. Like, we going into the playoffs. Like, we're not just about to have anybody coming in here doing what they want to do.
All right, they are down several players. Can we afford to send a message with somebody else? Like, Jared Allen has played tougher this year. Can I afford to risk Jared Allen getting suspended or anything, or send him into a fracas to serve quote-unquote justice? I mean, you're playing a 17-win team that's not trying to win anyway. Can I afford to do that with anybody else? Maybe he was just the guy that they had to send in there and he did his job, and so I can't believe they rewarded him publicly like that. I don't think it's a good look to Adam Silver of the NBA, but maybe he was just the guy that had to do it. That's my defense of the Cavs doing.
No,
I don't want to sit there and call.
They're one step away from giving him helmet spats like they did when I was in high school football.
Everybody's like, everybody says that they're softer.
Yeah.
And I think that's a terrible thing to call an athlete. Like, that's the most, to me, that's the most serious of the serious.
And I think,
like,
that's kind of their reputation around the league.
When you get called soft, that's a really big thing.
But the problem is, it can't be the 10-day guy that does it. It has to be the guy that's on your team. The guy that's been a part of this since day one. I mean, this just seems, like I said, almost desperation that you need somebody like this to come in. I think Cavs fans are fine with it. I think every Cavs fan is like, good, we need somebody. But is it a little too late? Can it be an outsider?
Well,
and then all of a sudden, are other guys going to be kind of uncharacteristic? Like, are we going to see other guys now doing stuff that's not really them, their identity?
If Evan Mobley did it, what would you think?
I'd be stunned.
I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I'd be thrilled. It would be the Evan Mobley show. I wouldn't care about a dome. I'd be talking. You wouldn't shut me up about Evan Mobley. If Evan Mobley came back and he threw an elbow in someone's jaw/throat and got him, hopefully that other person isn't hurt that bad, but then got ejected for it, I'd be Evan Mobley's biggest fan till kingdom come. Going, we're showing toughness here. Because he's supposed to be a part of the future. You don't mess with Evan Mobley. It's the same thing. Like, Z was underrated with how physical he was. Like, when he got LeBron, he would swoop in there like a hawk. Anybody who messed with LeBron, you had to answer with Z first. And I would want to feel the same way with Evan Mobley. Evan's a little bit meek. He's a little bit quiet. And so you can't really do that. So maybe because they're down so many players, they decided Marcus Morris, he can be a bit of an enforcer, can he?
Yeah,
my defense.
Is it too late for this?
I don't know if I agree with it. But
is this all of a sudden going to take over the team, or is this a try too hard? Is this not really going to be in the DNA? You know, be absorbed in the DNA of the team. Like, they're making it seem like that's why they lost to Miami. They weren't tough enough. No, you lost to Miami because you just got your ass kicked up and down the floor.
216-474-0092. There are people getting in on this. Do you support this, or is this too little, too late with Marcus Morris? 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys on this. And Chicken Little of Crawford County. He's got everybody all worked up here at the Fan about Cade York, of all people. Okay, we'll find out coming up on the Fan. Bret Hart going to rip Marcus Morris too? Or how's that going to go?
He's dangerous.
So wait, he says he's done this even more and he's just gotten away with it?
Coming after you.
So now he's admitting to past crimes. Are they going to go back? Are they?
Oh, hell. That's just good, strong stuff.
I love this. This is out of nowhere.
I remember, it feels like it's out of nowhere. When they got Kendrick Perkins, like, the bloodlust was unquenchable. When they got Kendrick Perkins, like, oh, here he comes. He's going to knock everybody out. And it was like never really like that. And then Marcus Morris, I get home last night, I turn on the TV, whoop, elbow in the jaw. Oh, okay, well, that's the end of his night. He's gone. And now he's trying to impart wisdom and toughness on the rest of the team. He's on a 10-day contract, which, to what you said, can make them not look as good for that. 10-day contract guy trying to make you guys tougher.
I think if you were to ask the fans, they'd be like, sign him to a 5-year contract.
Well, I was thinking, I go, can we sign him for the rest of the season?
I think if they have the roster space. I know they're going to be getting Max Strus back, Donovan Mitchell. Ty Jerome has just been one of the worst free agency signings ever.
What's their finishing moves, though? I need to know.
Maybe you'll find out in the playoffs.
474-0092. Let me get to Wayne in Youngstown. Wayne, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Now, wait a minute. before I flip out, let me understand.
You're gonna flip out?
Yeah, because last year you guys said that the Cavs got punked out by the Knicks, right? And you and especially you, Ken, you went on a whole diatribe for about 20 minutes talking about how soft they were. You only thing you didn't say was that they need to go home and put on their wife's thong.
I didn't. Well, of course, that, I wouldn't say that, Wayne. What the hell? Why would I say that?
I'm just saying you flipped out on them, Ken. But now that they got a guy that's being a tough and doing what they're supposed to do, now you guys are saying that it's too much and that he shouldn't deserve
the dog
chain.
What did I say was too much? No, I don't think you should give a dog chain and have a big public display after something like that happens.
Why not? This is the toughness what they need. We going into the playoffs, man.
Because I just think that the penalty would be a little bit more. Like, if you were, Wayne, if you were with the NBA and you were in charge of whatever punishment and you found out that they gave them the junkyard dog chain and that they were taking pictures and celebrating it, well, you wouldn't have a problem with that if you were the NBA?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. You know why I would not? Because
then you're not being totally honest with me. You're not being told. If you worked for the NBA, you're not. Then you're saying that you would not be totally honest with me.
Listen. Is this a bad thing what he did?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I think it was worse to put the junkyard dog chain on him.
Okay, so as long as they didn't put the chain on him, then the rest of this is fine.
Well, Wayne, I think there's a bit of a difference though here. I do think there's a bit of a difference between what we consider.
Wait a minute, Lima. Yeah. Because you were the cheerleading for Ken when he said that the Cavs got punked out last year.
And they did.
So they did.
But just administering cheap shots does not make you a tough team. It's rebounding. It is being physical in the paint, not getting pushed around. But that's not what we're talking about here. This was a total cheap shot, and he's admitting, yeah, I've done this already a few times. He's just trying to stick with the team. I get it. Like, I totally understand that. And fans love to see, you know, guys mixing it up.
But don't confuse that
with all of a sudden we're ready to play the Knicks. Listen,
don't you think it's a difference in a cheap shot and also setting the tone? Don't you think it's a difference?
Yeah, he's admitted he's tried to set the tone like three times.
Yes.
Then that's all he's doing. He's just setting the tone for the rest of the guys.
How can he set the tone when he's on a 10-day contract?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You don't think that this 10-day is about to be extended for the rest of the year because of that?
I would certainly, Wayne, and thank you for the call. I would certainly hope so, because I don't know if they're going to get themselves into a huddle in the first round of the playoffs and go, guys, let's remember what Marcus taught us when he was here for a week and a half.
Yeah, brass knuckles with you.
You would think every team would have signed Marcus Morris. Every 10-day new team, a Marcus Morris barnstorming toughness tour, that he would just add his flavor to every single team and hope to change their DNA, go from soft to tough.
Jameson,
if it were that easy.
Jameson in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hello?
Yes, we have you.
Hello, guys. I've been listening to you two for a long time. I really think that you guys are most of the time right with a lot of your takes.
You think I'm wrong here.
But I think Marcus Morris is a really, really, really important pickup for the Cavs. I think it can really help. I know that he's only on a 10-day contract, and it can kind of be a good look giving him the junkyard dog chain after we played a really bad team. Mm-hmm. But you got to look at it like this. The Cavs are a sub-500 team without Donovan Mitchell. They literally have not shown any, like, aliveness or spark since we've had that Max Strus insane half-court shot. We're down Dean Wade. We're down Max Strus. And they were a little slouchy last night against the Hornets. And maybe it's not the exact move they needed to pick it up, but I think Marcus Morris just kind of, you know, giving a nice MMA shot there, kind of sent the Cavs into a run.
Jameson. Like, I think he can help, but I don't think that's going to...
Is that a formula for the rest of the games that they're losing in the first quarter?
I don't think it's necessarily a formula, but it's more so like you were slouching against the Hornets, which you have no business doing at home when you have three of your four-star players in a lineup, and you just needed something. Now, I'm not saying he should do this every game. You shouldn't even do it against good teams, but he also can shoot the three ball very good in the corner, and he can play some decent perimeter defense.
Yeah.
When it's called for.
He's not a bad player. He's not a bad player at all. Like, I'm not ripping him for getting him. Like, this is not, I'm not even ripping Marcus Morris for doing it, Jameson. Thank you for the call. I just don't think it was a good idea to put the junkyard dog chain on the guy afterwards and make a big display out of it. You don't agree? You agree with that, don't you? It's just a bad idea.
Well, they're flaunting it. They're flaunting
that they're giving
cheap shots. I know, but fans are saying, wait a second. Draymond Green is one of the celebrated players in the NBA.
Be a Hall of Famer.
They're giving him a post-NBA career already on Inside the NBA. He's got a podcast, and he's celebrated.
He's played with one organization his entire career. This is a guy on a 10-day contract. There is a tremendous difference out of this. If Draymond Green goes to send a message, I don't know if it's done that much anymore, but like 4 years ago, when Draymond Green went to send a message, then that would be celebrated. This is a 10-day contract, so to me, it does make it a little bit scary going, this guy's here for 10 days and already he's the toughest guy amongst all of you?
Right, by far.
So there has to be a little bit of a fear there.
Let me ask you, is that toughness to you?
Concern.
I do think there is a difference. And by the way, he is a tough player, don't get me wrong. But is that what demonstrates toughness? Or is toughness earned over the course of a training camp and a season? And a guy that's with you through thick and through thin? Just a guy that just comes in and parachutes in and does this. I don't know that that's the same thing.
I do think it's toughness because there's 12 years of experience behind him. It's like, hey, Marcus Morris, you don't... I mean, all of us have respected Marcus Morris for a dozen years in the league. He's been a tough player for a long time. I don't think he's necessarily a headhunter. I mean, that's kind of a joke. I think he's been a quality basketball player for a long time.
Oh, the responses to this video
he's being called
a thug. They're saying get him out of the league. But he has a history. He does have a history.
Because he ain't going to take anything from anybody.
But my larger point is, if people think just having Marcus Morris would have been the difference in the Knicks series last year because of a cheap shot, I think that is laughable. No, they had issues boxing out, rebounding, hustle. Being able to stop Jalen Brunson isn't just giving a forearm shiver to the neck.
We are holding on to a very thin thread if we feel that way. Mike and Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, so when the Browns signed Joe Flacco, we were like, what can Joe Flacco do? You know, and Marcus Morris has the potential to be Joe Flacco for the Cavaliers. I mean, he's older.
The same thing.
Mike, I've been saying it, and now you said it. Don't you do this.
They're the same thing, Mike.
Mike, you compare Joe Flacco to Marcus Morris?
In the sense of locker room presence, veteran leadership, yes, I am. I mean, Flacco bought credibility to our offense.
That's right, Mike.
He's going to bring us toughness that we need around the league.
Right,
I mean, it is what it is. Let's go. Let's re-sign this guy.
Let's go.
Mike, thank you for calling.
Let's go.
Yeah, how did Philly let him get away?
Because they don't respect toughness.
How did the Jets let Joe Flacco get away?
This year, is that Philly.
They needed a backup quarterback after Aaron Rodgers went down. I mean,
you're talking about the soft-ass 76ers.
Wait till you see.
It's all going to come to a head Friday.
Joel Embiid's going down, man.
Yeah, Maxey thinks he's going to have a foray to the basket. He's going to be set on his ass. That's toughness.
That's a call of the year. That's a call of the year. Again, you cannot underestimate how much the city loves Joe Flacco. You can be as mad as you want online, man. They just compared Marcus Morris to Joe Flacco. James in Middlefield.
I'd pay $120 for his autograph right now.
It's a picture. Hello, James. Go ahead.
I got to give a shout-out to the ball from Middlefield who conjured the noun diatribe. That's a good word. Hey. I've heard that in a while. Yeah.
You go.
But so anyways, I try to come in talk about the Browns, but so the dude bowed a guy in the game. I mean, and you're upset about it? Who's upset about it there?
I'm not upset.
On your end.
James, ain't no one upset about it here.
We were laughing about it. Who's upset about it?
I don't think it's advantageous for the cat. I'm not saying it's a disgusting act or anything like that. It's not a good look to put the junkyard dog chain on a guy who's on a 10-day contract.
The junkyard. Dude, you got to explain. Dude, I'll keep it a buck with you. I don't watch NBA too much. So what do you mean junkyard chain? Do you have the turnover chain?
No, they have this big, basically it's kind of the same thing. It's like the player of the game.
Yeah.
And they have this big, like, Cavs logo. It's encrusted in diamonds.
So we got
Verbona
guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is kind of weak. I'm just going to bow a guy and I get it. Yeah, that is weak.
That's the point.
But okay, so that's weak. But in terms of just the energy, in terms of y'all want to win a net, a ship around these parts, I kind of like it, dude. I kind of like it.
All right,
yeah, load
Thank
it
you
up.
Thank you very much. Let's go. James staying a little too close to the mulch fire.
James feels the same.
Is that how they all talk at Middlefield?
I've only been there once.
I mean, I've been to Mary Yoder's. I don't remember everybody talking like that.
I actually been to the general store there, and I remember. Coming up at 9 o'clock, George Niang. We got to ask him. Like, George, you didn't give a little side eye when they...
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Marcus
what a perfect
Morris.
Time. What a perfect time. And with the new rules, maybe Marcus Morris thought he'd get away with this because they're allowing junkyard... Basketball. They
oh
are allowing
God.
Prison ball right now. Notice, you can't buy a trip to the free throw line with the new rules. What does George Niang have to say about
George
that?
George is going to drive here and knock my head off after that last segment. Coming up at 9, George Niang up next. I always call him the marble mouth of Crawford County. He is the Chicken Little of the fan. A total overdone freakout. Lime actually agrees with me on this. Over Cade York, of all people, yesterday. Ken Carman, Tone Master General, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app. So, Keith Britton thinks very highly of himself. He has a very big ego. He is one of our bosses here. He's the producer of the afternoon show, Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Dustin Fox. Very successful show, very successful people. And usually, Keith is very successful. And usually, I disagree with Nick Wilson 99.99% of the time. This is the 0.01% where I agree with Nick Wilson. Keith went crazy yesterday about Cade York rejoining the Cleveland. Yes, this is Cade York rejoining the Cleveland Browns. Here's Nick and Keith debating on the Browns returning Cade York.
It's pretty quiet in this last segment. Are you okay over there? Have you flip-flopped on Cade York?
It's not my
show, Nick. Well, no, it is your show. It's all of our show.
Yeah, I'm allowed to not understand why they brought Cade York back.
Yeah, no, you are. To the degree
your
with
defense
which
of him is because of last year. You defended him in the preseason. Until it got to the very end, and then you admitted that we were right.
This is exactly what you're doing. You're attacking a previous opinion and attaching to what it is
well,
now.
Well, explain to me, how many kicks has Cade York made in the NFL since he got cut here last year?
I don't know how many times he kicked in practice.
How many has it?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know whether
that
includes
just
practice
to give you a heads
or not.
Up, Nick, if you look on Pro Football Reference, they don't keep track of practice stats.
Okay. Well, we did. Last year, I believe that was the reason that you wanted him gone. This is not about last year.
That was part of the reason, and he also didn't finish the season before that all that strong either.
You got an opinion on that before I play this next clip?
No, I'm ready for next clip.
Here's the next clip on people would, quote, never forgive the Browns if York missed a kick. Hit it.
They had confidence in the talent, but where he was not where they needed him to be.
Okay.
So if you feel like you can bring him back in a low-pressure situation,
what low-pressure situation with this team is there going to be next
well,
year?
Well, no, the low-pressure situation is he's no longer the
everything you do is now magnified because of who you are and because of what they did previously. They drafted you, they cut you, they released you. So you're all of a sudden going to be under the magnifying glass.
I think that's making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, it's not, Nick. This is a season where they're expecting to make the playoffs. There's not going to be anything, unless it's a blowout,
so
that the kicker gets hurt
so
and
we're
he has to
our
come
pants.
In.
Well, okay, but the point is, what's the difference in Cade York versus any other kicker that hasn't kicked
because
in 2 years?
Because no other kicker has the history that Cade York has here. And I'm not,
well,
this
yeah,
is
but
nothing
kickers
against Cade York.
Every year, kickers every year
that,
come out of this and come out of the Steve Blass
disease. I would
have
hoped that Cade York could have gone somewhere else and had success. I would wish that upon him. But if he comes into a game here and misses a kick, this franchise will never be forgiven for that because they relied on a guy that they already said once wasn't good enough.
Yeah, the guy's a kicker. Okay?
Okay.
And he's not even the starting kicker. He is the backup kicker. Kickers are more expendable than they've ever been in the history of the NFL. You are always as good as your last kick. And it's as bad as it's ever been in the history. I mean, guys used to go 50% keep jobs for 4 years. It's totally different now. So I don't care if it's in the Super Bowl. I don't care if it's week one. There's pressure on every single kick in front of everybody. Whether he were to be with the Carolina Panthers or where was he in camp last year? Was he with the Panthers in camp last year?
Titans.
Titans. With the Titans or with the Browns. Yes, I get to a lot of people here because they had taken him before and he failed previously that if he were to come in and he were to miss a kick while they brought, it doesn't matter. Any of those guys, any guy, if they don't have a job already in the NFL, that means either A, they're really, really good, B, they're starting to wane, or C, they've already failed somewhere else, so you're kind of rolling the dice anyway. So if Cade York comes out there and he hits the kick, great. We'll probably have a discussion on whether or not you want to keep Cade York. And I'm sure Andrew Berry would love nothing more than if he had to make that choice, not that he wants to replace Dustin Hopkins, but if he had to make that choice, then yes, Cade York comes in, all of a sudden Cade York starts hitting kicks, and then their fourth-round draft pick actually comes to fruition. If it were to ever go to that level, or because it's a kicker, you could have Dustin Hopkins out there, and he could hit all the kicks, and we're sitting here making a big deal out of this because it's March 25th at the time. Now it's March 26th.
I told you, Kenny, when I caught wind that people were losing their mind on social media, and then when I heard...
No, it wasn't even people. It was media guys.
And that, well, yeah, there was some of that, and then when I heard, you know, this debate rage in the afternoon, I said, am I missing something? And I texted Ken. I said, did we lose Dustin Hopkins?
I said, no.
I've been watching March Madness. The backup kicker for the Browns to me is not going to get me excited or get me frustrated in any way. So I had to do a double take, and I was like, did he get hurt? Did we lose him? Is he a free agent? Catch me up to speed on the kicking situation with the Cleveland Browns because this was not on my radar at all.
And I tried to catch you up with it, and we got done with the show yesterday, and he had this big, grandiose opinion on Cade York coming back and how it was basically, you guys heard him, basically going to ruin the Browns and go, good God almighty, a lot of things could ruin the Browns this year. Mostly has to do with one position in particular, and it ain't place kicker. And I'm not trying to, listen, I know I've been accused of pushing things under rugs or... And I even did it. I did it earlier this hour. I'm not ready to say it's the worst contract in NFL history yet. Well, why are you willing to say it? Because I have to have some hope, so that's why I'm going to say it. I don't want to believe the possibilities of that.
We want to be excited rooting for our football team this year.
I'm coming off an 11-6 season, so I want something to look forward to. So I want to hope that maybe he's got it figured out and he's going to turn it around. And he'll physically be there and be okay. But when it comes to Cade York, all right, Cade York goes out there, he hits the kick, great. If he doesn't go out there and doesn't hit the kick, well, fine, because Dustin Hopkins is the kicker. And that's what it is.
And so, and Dustin Hopkins was sensational last year. Now, maybe you can make the argument if he gets injured again. Okay, well, when your kicker gets injured, I mean, in many ways, you might be more screwed than when your quarterback goes down, because at least backup quarterbacks can come into a game and do fine. You lose a kicker in-game. I mean, you're just screwed for that game.
When Nick had said it's no different from like a fourth or fifth or sixth round linebacker, I disagreed with Nick on that point. That's a point I wouldn't have used against Keith. Because it's not the same. It's a zero-sum game. You either make the kick or you miss the kick. That's why we were kind of losing our minds last year during the preseason. Go, well, he's trending towards it. No, there's no trends. You either make it or you don't. And if you can't make the kick, we got to find somebody who can. I'll obviously understand that it's a zero-sum game. But for the love of God, I mean, I could see the look in your eyes, and you know the look in my eyes over here. I don't want to accuse Keith of getting worse. I'm not going to accuse Keith of thinking something he doesn't believe. That'd be wrong. I just can't believe, of all things, Keith Britton is that worked up over Cade York.
Hey, I loved hearing
as a camp.
I loved hearing the pettiness in the debate, and you know, I thought Nick had a great counterpoint. We actually do chart the practice kicks here.
We did, and doesn't that create competition? Like you have Dustin Hopkins there. What if Dustin Hopkins misses one in the preseason and Cade York hits a couple in the preseason? Is that not going to change the conversation? Don't you want as much pressure as possible?
To be
in the preseason?
Fair, maybe I'm naive. I did not think that would change the conversation just because Dustin's proven it. You know, over the course of the last season, and he was so dynamic for us. Whether you want to call it luck or whatever, how Andrew Berry ends up with him, ends up working out in a huge way for the Browns. You know, winning game-winning kicks last year.
Up next, Cavs forward George Niang. Got a lot of questions for George, including the junkyard dog chain for Marcus Morris yesterday. After he got kicked out of the game for elbowing somebody. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, George Niang joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.